Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Abby Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. The former interpreter for Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is facing federal bank fraud charges. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada explains the charges against Ipe Mizuhara.
The federal complaint charges Mizuhara with bank fraud for allegedly stealing more than $16 million from Mr. Ohtani. According to the complaint, Mr. Mizuhara stole this money largely to finance his voracious appetite for illegal sports betting.
Federal investigators say Mizuhara placed thousands of wagers between late 2021 and early this year, losing more than $40 million. Investigators say there's no evidence he bet on baseball. Estrada says Ohtani was not aware of his former interpreter's actions, and he's fully cooperated with the investigation. The state has ruled that Los Angeles County's two largest juvenile detention facilities can remain open after failing to meet minimum standards of safety and care this past year. In a narrow vote yesterday, the Board of State and Community Corrections voted to lift the unsuitable designation for the juvenile halls. Both facilities could have been forced to shut down by April 16th, despite not having a backup plan to relocate the hundreds of young people housed there. Fewer than one in five people in California could afford to buy the median-priced home last year. That's according to a new report out this week. KQED's housing editor Aaron Baldessari explains.
The report from the California Association of Realtors found that home affordability is at some of its lowest levels since before the Great Recession. That's primarily being driven by relatively high interest rates, which are right now just below 7%. But it's especially impacting Black and Hispanic homebuyers, with just 9% able to afford that median home compared to 18% overall. Oscar Way is the association's deputy chief economist.
It's definitely something that we need to address, whether it be having a low interest rate or increasing supply.
Way says interest rates are expected to come down this year, but that is expected to drive up demand. So Way is predicting even higher home prices this year.
That's KQED's Aaron Baldessari. And now, a follow-up to a story we told you about earlier this week. The city of Stockton has settled a wrongful death suit with the family of a man who died after being held face down by police in 2020. As Emily Zettner of the California Newsroom reports, the family is set to receive $6 million.
In 2020, Shane Sutherland had a run-in with two Stockton police officers outside a convenience store. They held him face down on a sidewalk for about 8 minutes, and he was pronounced dead shortly after. His mother, Karen Sutherland, says she's pleased with the settlement, but it can't replace her son. Late last year, she said that what the officers did to him was inexcusable.
They did not have that right to do what they did. They abused him.
Stockton police did not respond to our requests for comment. A federal judge must still approve the settlement. For decades, law enforcement and medical experts have warned that holding someone face down can cause what's called positional asphyxiation. But the Stockton Police Department's most recent policy handbook states that's still subject to debate. Meanwhile, California banned police from using maneuvers that put people at risk of asphyxiation in 2022. For the California Report, I'm Emily Zentner.
Monday is the last day to file your taxes. The task may seem daunting, especially for people who can't afford an accountant. But a group of high school students in Central California want to help fix that problem. The California Report's Billy Cruz explains.
In high school, you could learn math, science, or history. But at Thomas Downey High School in Modesto, business teacher Tara Coleman is teaching something a little different: tax filing.
So my students were mostly interested in accounting or finance-related internships. Unfortunately, those are really reserved for college-age students.
But Coleman wanted her students to understand finances before they go to college.
I used to be a tax accountant and now I'm a teacher. So while my worlds have meshed, I think that it's important to help them make these life decisions before they go spend thousands of dollars on an education.
That's when Coleman learned about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA. This IRS initiative trains everyday people to become certified tax filers. That means they're authorized to help people with one of life's only certainties.
So my students were able to go get hands-on tax experience and provide these free tax services to our community members.
One student in the program is 16-year-old Luis Berrigan. He says he's used the skills from this program to help his parents file their taxes.
They didn't really know much because they just dropped things off at an office where they didn't really explain. But if they needed help or were asking for something, I could be like, oh, well, you owe this amount because you didn't do this. I personally thought taxes was so much more confusing before this. But now that I've actually done a couple of myself, it doesn't seem that hard.
For Coleman, it's about teaching students what they want to know.
I would say a lot of us teachers try to be what we needed when we were younger. At least that's like my passion. When you ask the students, they want to learn it. So I think that's the piece, is listening to what does this generation want to know, because they've been very passionate about it.
Sometimes even the most dreadful tasks, like taxes, have the ability to bring communities together. For the California Report, I'm Billy Cruz.
And that is the California Report for Friday, April 12th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Billy Cruz and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Toven-Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Mati Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.